ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत्सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोकिर्भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा सद्गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट श्री कृष्ण बलराम टेम्पल इस्कॉन वृंदावन फॉर मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, Prayas by Brahma. And we are going to discuss today the verse number 22.
Tasmad idam jagat asesham asat swarupam स्वपन्नाभम् असद्दिष्णम् पुरदुःखदुःखम् त्वय्येव नित्यसुखबोध तनाव अनन्ते मायात उद्यदपि यस्स इवावभाति
तस्मात् देयरफोर इदम् दिस जगत् कॉस्मिक मैनिफेस्टेशन अशेषम् एंटायर असत् स्वरूपम् हुज एक्जिस्टेंस इज अनरियल in the sense of temporary. Swapan abham, like a dream. Asad dhishnam, wherein awareness become covered over. Paradukha dukham, full of repeated miseries. Twai within you. Eva, indeed. Nitya, eternal. Sukha, happy. Bodha, conscious. Tanao, whose personal appearances? Anante, who is unlimited. Mayataha, by the illusory energy. Udya, coming forth. Api, although. Ya, which. Sa, real. Ev, as if. Avabhati, appears. Translation and purport. Therefore, the entire universe which like a dream is by nature unreal. Nevertheless appear real. And thus it covers one's consciousness and assail one with repeated miseries. This universe appear real
because it is manifested by the potency of illusion emanating from you, whose unlimited transcendental forms are full of eternal happiness and knowledge.
Purport.
As an object of enjoyment or permanent residence for the conditioned souls, the material universe is certainly illusion, nothing more than a dream. One may give the analogy that the vision of abundant water in the desert is no more than a dream, although real water exists somewhere. Similarly, the vision of the home, happiness, and reality within the matter is certainly no better than a foolish dream in which repeated miseries appear. In another sense, however, the universe is real. In his commentary on Vedanta Sutra, Srila Madhvacharya has confirmed this by quoting the following statement from Vedic Shruti Mantra. Satyam haivedam vishvam asarjeta. This universe created by the Lord is real. The perfect authority of the Veda thus certifies this universe to be real. Nevertheless, because our knowledge is stolen by the illusion, as indicated here by the word asad-dishrim, we cannot properly understand this universe or the Supreme Lord who has created it. As expansion of the Lord Krishna, the universe is real and is meant for being engaged in his service. One who accepts the kingdom of the God as home, the Lord himself as the object of love, and the material universe as paraphernalia for being engaged in the Lord's service, dwells within eternal reality wherever he may go within the material and spiritual worlds. Om Agyan Timrandasya Gyan Anjan Shakai Chakshur Unmatin Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Namaha. So, Brahmaji, from the verse 16, 17, 18, he has discussed about the material energy which created this world. Actually, he said, the universe you showed to your mother, Krishna showed the universe to the mother Yashoda. Then he said, you also showed me something that you created when I stole the cubs and the coward boys. Was that real or unreal? Real. It cannot be unreal. So Sanatana Goswami Pad says this verse is the conclusion of all those verses. Verse 16, 17, 18, which have discussed about the material energy. And then the Tasmad here, Tasmad means something which is connected with the previous verses. And you appear also in the material world. That these were the, your forms appear also in the material world. And when you appear, you are not influenced by this Maya. Like a magician who produced the magic is not influenced by the magic. Because you are a magician and this Maya is material world, is your magic, then you are not influenced by that. This is the analogy given often time. Magician can, you know, bewilder everybody who watch that, but he is not bewildered, but he knows what he is doing. Now, here the verse says, Tasma idam jagat asesham. Sesh means what is left. Asesham means complete. So this complete material creation, not one universe. Asesham means whole material creation. All the unlimited universes. Asad swarupam. Asad means not real in one sense. But asat, like this, our body is called asat. Soul is called sat, right? Asat, this body is called asat, and soul is called sat. Is this body unreal? Huh? We are eating, is it unreal? We are sleeping, it is unreal? No. It is asat in the sense that it is temporary. This is the meaning of asat in a Vaishnava literature. Asat doesn't mean it means false. It means temporary. So this body is real in the sense that we can use this body to get free from repeated birth and death. So it is a good vehicle. But it is temporary. Nirdeham, this is what is said, nirdeham, this. So alpam is for some small time. It's not for a long time. It's temporary. But it is durlabham, it is very rare. Palvam, it is a boat with all facilities to cross over the material nature. So the three lines in the purport written by Prabhupada's dear disciples are very important. I'm just repeating these three things if we meditate. Number one, one who accepts the kingdom of God as a home. So where we belong to? Back home, back to Godhead. We belong to Krishna. And Krishna and his abode are non-different. So where is my home? Abode of Krishna. I am in a foreign land. Prabhupada used to say, this body is foreign to the soul. But then Prabhupada used to say one other word. Good use of bad bargain. Bad bargain is this body. Because it is foreign. It gives trouble. This verse says, Puru Dukkha Dukkham. It repeatedly gives miseries. Puru Dukkha Dukkham means it gives repeatedly miseries. But the body is, what is the word first I use? Oh, we are foreign. Good use of bad bargain. The good use it, use in the service of the one who has provided this body according to our karma and then given us the chance to get free from entanglement. So this is the first thing we should fix in our mind, that our home is Krishna's abode. We belongs to Golok. We belongs to, that is our home. This one thing is fixed in our mind, then we have to eagerly, enthusiastically endeavor to go back home. This is one thing. Second thing, the Lord himself as the object of love. So our all loving propensity is to be reposed in Krishna only. This is the definition of love by the Bhisham and Prahlad and others. Love means to repose everything in one person, and that person is Akhil Rasa Murti Krishna. So the only object of love is Sri Krishna. And number three, and the material universe as paraphernalia for being engaged in the Lord's service. Whatever is material things with us, our body, our home, our family, our business, our friends, our relatives, whatever we have within material world as our possession, all is meant to utilize in service of Krishna through devotional service. If these three things we focus on as priority in our life, then wherever we are, in the material world or the spiritual world, it makes no difference, because same business is at both places. In the spiritual world, we have this business that we are back in our home, we have to love Krishna and we have to serve Krishna and we have to please Krishna. And in material world, if you do the same thing, then we are in the spiritual world. And that technically is called Jivan Mukta. Jivan Mukta means while living in this material world, person is liberated from what? Puru Dukkha Dukkham. He is liberated from repeated miseries. Why? Because he is not Asaddhishnim. Asaddhishnim means his consciousness is not covered by ignorance. So cause of all the miseries in the material world is ignorance. Ignorance is the root cause of all material miseries. This Asaddhishnim is ignorance. And if one through devotion come back to knowledge that I am eternal servant of Krishna, Jivera Sorupa Krishna Ranitya Das, and we act according to that, we act within that consciousness, then what is this verse of Nectar of Devotion? Akhileshu avastasu jivan muktsa uchyate iha yasya harir dasya. Iha means in this material world. Iha, wherever the word iha comes, iha means material world. In this material world, iha yasya harir dasya. One who in this material world consider I am the eternal servant of Krishna. Manasa karmana vacha, by three things: mind, words and body. Now Srila Prabhupada writes the culture of mind. Krishna conscious culture of mind and nectar of devotion. Krishna conscious culture of mind is to always think of pastime of Krishna and Kurukshetra and Vrindavan. In Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, Krishna conscious mental culture means to think of Krishna's pastime in Kurukshetra and Vrindavan, which means Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. There is Krishna Katha. And this is the question of Vidura to Maitreya Rishi. Everybody is trying to be happy in this world, but everybody is getting ultimately suffering. Why? Then he answered himself, only Krishna Katha can give happiness and get somebody free from all material miseries. And then he said, Krishna Katha is Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. So mental culture of Krishna consciousness, iha yasya harir dasya manasa karma, manasa vacha, manasa, manasa means with mind. So this is a mental culture. Then manasa vacha, vacha means words. And Prabhupada says words should be used to glorify Lord. Chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And enlighten other people to revive their lost relationship with Sri Krishna. There's two words, the two functions, vacha. Then for mansa vacha, what's the other one? Karmana. Karmana means body, with the senses. And here Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion very, very serious thing, that our body can only be engaged in the service of Krishna when it is initiated by bona fide spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada writes exactly that the body's service, take it simply like that. If you want to serve the deity which is none different than Lord, He is Lord, you have to be properly initiated in a bona fide sampradaya. So service to the Sri Krishna is only authorized when a person is legitimately, really initiated by bona fide spiritual master. So to get these three things accomplished, we have to have a mental culture of Krishna consciousness, our words in the service of Krishna by chanting holy name and preaching Krishna Katha, and by serving Krishna under the guidance of bona fide parampara. These three things, if somebody practices, then three goals if achieved, then he is Jivan Mukta. So now the next, iha yasya harir dasya manasa karmana vacha akhleshu avastashu. Akhleshu avastashu means in all circumstances. Jivan muktsa uchyate. He is liberated while living in this body, in this material world. So these three things, if we have these three goals, again, you know, fix in a mind. Our first goal is we belong to abode of Krishna. Because he says, Mama Ivansa Jiva Loke, so we have to go there. This should be our goal and the fixed consciousness. We have to go back to Krishna, to Godhead, to His abode. Why we should go there? Why should we go there? To love Krishna. Because He loves us. Krishna loves us more than we ever try to love Him. Krishna loves us more. And if we love somebody, how can we express that love? Service. Mother loves the child, is expressed by this service. You love somebody, it is expressed in the form of service. And we have to serve Krishna with whatever Krishna has provided us within this material world. Whatever we have within our jurisdiction. And this is what Bhakti Vinod Thakur sings. Deha geha, manasa deha geha, jo kuch moro arpilo toe nanda kichor. This is the conscious mind, manas mind, deha, body, geha, om. Manas deho geho, jo kuch moro, whatever belongs to me, arpilo toe nanda kichor, I am offering you Sri Krishna, the darling son of Nanda Maharaj. This consciousness, all our acharyas are saying, we have to focus on this consciousness. So the first line says, tasmad idam jagat asesham asat swarupam. It looks like unreal, but it is temporary. Swapan abham means it's like a dream. Dream is not false. Dream is temporary. In dream, what we see is that are the different experience of this life and on some other lives also. Prabhupada sometimes used to say, we see the golden mountain. So we know there's a gold and there's a mountain, and then we mix together and make a golden mountain. So whatever we see in dream, we have experience in some life, in this or some other life. So dream is not false. It is temporary. Sometimes we remember, sometimes we don't remember. So, swapan abham. And because of that, asadhishrim, because of that consciousness is covered by ignorance. And therefore, repeatedly, we suffer miseries. We cannot live in dream for a long time, is right? Sometimes we have a dream, we get up in the night and for hour something, what, 1 hour or 2 hours, that dream actually, it still continues. Oh, why did it happen? It happened. No, it never happened. But it linger on. It linger on for some time. So then it says, Tvaya eva nitya sukha. Now comparison is, because of ignorance, because of dream, the person is suffering. Prabhupada used to say, in a dream, you have a tiger jumping on you. You cry, but you wake up, then there's no tiger, a tiger, and there's no fear. So in the dream is a fear. And when you wake up, there's no fear. Therefore, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, jiva jago, jiva jago. It means wake up, wake up, wake up. From wake up from what? Wake up from dreamy life. Wake up to Krishna consciousness. It means wake up to Krishna consciousness. It's not that people are sleeping. They are sleeping in a dream. They are walking in a dream. It's called daydreaming. So they should wake up. Wake up means wake up to Krishna consciousness. And come to this conclusion that deho geho jo kuch sab moro manus deha go jo kuch mor arpilo tohe nanda kishore. Come to this consciousness. Otherwise it will be taken away by Krishna in the form of kala. Krishna will take away everything in the form of time. Better to offer it before with love and of service. So comparison is that Tvai eva nitya sukha bodha tanav anante. You are unlimited. And your different forms are actually sukha bodha. They are the source of happiness. What actually it means is what Brahma said earlier, you appear in this universe. So you bring the happiness in the form of your appearance and pastime. And therefore, in the purport it is written, anybody who knows the material world and the creator, which is very difficult to know. Who has created this material world? If we know, it is very difficult to know. That's what it is written in the purport. It's very difficult to know this material world and the creator of the material world. What actually it is, janma karam cha me divyam evam yuveti tattvata. This is Bhagavad Gita. Appearance of Krishna and his activities are transcendental. On this verse, the word maya, so Jiva Goswami has almost 4 page purport on the word maya. He has quoted so many verses. What we call material energy is expansion of yoga maya. It's coming from yoga maya. In other words, what we say, Durga is a reflection of the Radharani, right? So, yoga maya is expansion of, Maya is an expansion of yoga maya. And the meaning of the maya, one meaning of the maya is mercy. One meaning of the maya is mercy. It means creation of the Supreme Lord is His mercy. Why Supreme Lord created this material world? Out of compassion, out of kindness, out of mercy. Why? To give a chance to the sleeping souls to again endeavor to go back home, back to Godhead. This is the purpose of creation. Kindness, compassion and mercy. The third meaning of the maya is knowledge. So that is the another meaning of maya, knowledge. The three meanings: maya means illusion, maya means mercy, maya means knowledge. By Gantu something is quoted by Acharya. So these are the three meanings of the maya. So creation is the mercy. Here maya means mercy. So when you appear in this world, then we understand there is happiness. It means we can only be happy when we know in essence the appearance of Supreme Lord in different incarnations. This is the advice given by Narad to Yudhishthir Maharaj and all the grastas, that the only thing they should do is avatar katha, the pastime of a different incarnation of the Supreme Lord should be the main business of the householders. Because in this purport it says the vision of the home, happiness and everything of this world. So everything of this world if connected with Krishna Katha, Avatar Katha, because that gives happiness. Again these same words are in a process of knowledge in a 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. 8 to 12 verses in verse somewhere 9 or 10. Graha, Dar, Putra, Adi. The word is home, family, children, wife are cause of suffering. The process of knowledge, it is written there. But the Prabhupada has given immediate solution in the purport. And what is the solution? 4-point program for the householders. In that purport, there is a 4-point program of Srila Prabhupada for the householder to be happy. In a miserable word, what is that? Number one. Establish a small temple in your house. Number two, always cook the bhoga and offer prasad to the Supreme Lord and honor the mercy or prasad. Number three, always chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with your family at least once a day. Number four, read Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavat regularly. If you do the four things, then the household is not a miserable situation. It is Vaikuntha. So Prabhupada has given immediate solution to the problem. Now the next verse says further, you are unlimited. You can appear in unlimited forms. Maya taudya api, though the material energy is coming from you, the source of the material energy is Krishna. Where is this whole material energy? कारण दक्षाय विष्णु. ऑल द मटेरियल यूनिवर्सेस आर विद इन हिम एंड बाय थ्रू हिज पोर्स ऑफ द बॉडी ही लेट देम लूज. So when they are inside this material energy, when this is within the body of the Karundakshaya Vishnu, then its name is Pradhan. What is the name? But when the creation is among, Prabhupada has written a wonderful purport. Yesterday I was discussing with Bhakti Vaibhava students. Lord, his internal energy was awake, but the other energy was sleeping. And then poetically, Prabhupada, in a poem, poetically he said, like a wife was sleeping and husband has to wake her up for enjoyment. So who is that? Living entities. They were sleeping in slumber. And Krishna, in the form of Purusha avatar, wanted to awaken them to enjoy. And then Prabhupada said, there is ultimately the living entities should have a ras with Krishna. Ras, ras, Prabhupada said, he said ras, and then he says, enjoyment is ras, and then he said, ras leela. So ultimately, the living entities are for enjoyment of Krishna. So Krishna awaken the sleeping living entities from the slumber of dissolution when they all enter into the. So the point is, Maya is coming from where? From within the body of a Purusha avatar. And where Maya is situated? In the Lord, generally, on the back. On the back of the Lord. This is when Krishna is departing from this planet. He was reclining behind, against a small banyan tree. It says, Krishna is reclining against this small banyan tree. So the word of Ashwatha means which will not last tomorrow. And small means this our universal smallest. And it is on the back of Krishna because Maya is on the back of Krishna. It cannot come in front of Krishna. So the simple solution is, and where is sin actually? From where sin comes? Also comes from God. But where it is? On the back of the God. So if you are in front of the Supreme Lord, if we are in front of the Supreme Lord, and we are with the, and he glances regularly on us, and then we are happy. If we are behind, or we give our back to the Lord, then we will suffer. Very simple. So Maya is coming from Supreme Lord, but still it is unreal, but it appears real. Why it appears real? It's coming from real personality. But it's unreal because it is temporary. So we have few minutes for questions and answers. So what we have today actually learned from Brahma's teaching is three things we have to focus. Then wherever we are liberated. That our home is Krishna's abode. Our all love is for Krishna, and whatever is in our possession is used in service of Krishna. And that is done by the mind, body and words through sadhana bhakti to awaken our dormant love for Krishna, which is bhav bhakti. So thank you very much. Yes, Prathu Prabhu.
Idea that the universe is unreal is in many places in Srimad Bhagavatam. It's like in the first verse, and 111, it says that this universe
Tejo Varim
Amrisha,
Amrisha, yes. Amrisha. Tejo Varim Mridam, this is the verse. And there is the analogy they have given here, water in the desert. The analogy given in this purport, water in the desert, is this from this first verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tejo Vari Mridam Vinamyo Trai Sarago Amrsha. Means no, Amrsha means truth, it is not truth. Right.
It is not what we think it is. You know, just like, for example, we see the sun.
You see the microphone.
We see the sun, right? But we know that's only partial reality. There's a sun god that we use on, etc. So in the same way, we see Mount Kailash, but that's only partial reality. There's not Shiva there, not the sages, and not Mars are there. So, the reality obviously has multi levels, you know. I mean, what does
now
the mouth?
Now we're thoroughly confused.
Can a mouse know what is happening? You know, he sees only by this.
See, I think this is something is like, there was a discussion between Jamuna Mataji and Madhu Dweswami in a Kumbh Mela. There's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Only difference of color. Krishna is Shyam and Balaram is white. This is Madhu Dweswami was saying. But Jamuna Mata says, no, there is a difference. What is the difference? Krishna can only have Ras dance with Radha, not Balaram. So this was a discussion, and Tumal Krishna Maharaj overheard this. He went to Srila Prabhupada. He said, Srila Prabhupada, this is a discussion going on. He said, Madhusa Swami says there's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. One is white, one is black. Prabhupada says, yes, that's right. Chaitanya Charitamrita says. Then he said, Jamuna Mata says there's a difference. That only Krishna can enjoy Radharani. Prabhupada, this is also right. Then Patamal Krishna says, how can both be right? He says, you are also right. Then Prabhupada said, it's like a many blind men looking on the elephant, somebody see, oh, it is a wall. The body of the elephant is a wall. He is right in this sense. He understands. Oh, this pillar, his leg is like a pillar, his tail is like a rope, or is a trunk. So they all are right in their own understanding. But the full elephant is not easy to understand for everybody. So, yes, Maharaj has also something to ask. But let Prithu Prabhu's, I think, you want to answer Prabhupada? You want to answer Prabhupada?
According to the Bhagavad Gita, this material world is a perverted reflection of the spiritual world, which means the spiritual world is real, and it is also real, but it's perverted, and it is temporary, that's why. It is not false. I can feel Prithu Prabhu, but the body is temporary. So the material world is temporary. Why is that eternal? So that's the meaning of that material world is not real because it is temporary. But it is real because it is not false. At the same time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay, reflection.
A reflection, just like a banyan tree in the river.
Banyan tree is reflected on water. So what is actually this material world is reflected and what? The tree on the bank is reflected in the water. So a spiritual world is reflected here on what? What is equal to the water in this material world? Now you say, you tell 15 chapter we have done recently. It is written there in the picture, desire. Desire is that water on which the reflected tree is seen, desire. Desire of the living entities, ultimately. that I am enjoyer and I am the controller. This whole tree is reflected on the desire. You look on the picture, the word written is desire below. Right? Yes, Maharaj, you are right.
Another thing about dream, Srila Prabhupada says that dreaming is real, but what you dream is not real. And he says that what you dream is also part of the reactions of your karma from the past.
Yeah, past experiences, which is due to karma.
Material dreams is false. Whatever you're dreaming materially is not real. But when you dream spiritually, that is real. Madhavendra Puri, some devotees, they dream of Prabhupada giving them instructions. How many of you have dreams of Srila Prabhupada in your dream? That's real. That's not false. So Prabhupada says also, coming into Krishna consciousness means like waking up from a dream. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Bhakti Ashray, Bhakti. Bhakti. Anugrah. Janardhan Maharaj. Dream. Material dream is false. Spiritual dream is real dream. We have to come to awaken to the spiritual dream, which means let our heart become a television and Krishna's pastime appear there continuously. That is the real dream. Thank you very much. Again, I think Prithu Prabhu is still...
Yeah. Unless you understand the cause, it's very difficult to understand the effect. You know, this is very simple example. Say, for example, I say to you, close your eyes. Say for example, that I will show you something, a mirror. Close your eyes. So I put the grape into my ear. Then I said, open your eyes, and I show you the grape. Here's the grape. And I eat it in front of you. The mouth is empty. Then I go and show you the grape. So, unless you understand the cause, you know, that I did this before, you cannot understand what it's going on. It's a simple example. They're fascinating to kids. You can do this to kids. Put a breath into the ear, you let them see that, then you can go, eat, go in front of them, and you grab it. The breath comes out of your ear. So without the cause, you cannot understand this.
Without the cause, there is no effect. So cause of all causes is Krishna, and the effect is through the material nature for creation. That's called nimit karana and upadan karana. There are two type of causes, nimit and upadan. Like for this asana, the wood is the original cause, and the carpenter is second cause. So both are necessary for this. So material nature is also necessary for creation, but ultimately Krishna, wood like provide everything is by Krishna. But then carpenter, which create all these things from the material, there is a secondary cause, nimit karana. Upadan and nimit karana, the words used are there. So both causes are necessary. Anyway, it's very technical, the whole thing is very technical. Anybody? Sorry, Prabhu, you have some question? Yes.
Most of times we listen like three types of goals of life. Like first, like Krishna, we go to like to Godhead. Second, to get Krishna prayed. And third, like just to serve Krishna. Like that's the every desire. So which is the top person? Which is the top person?
With the top, all three are necessary. But we can achieve all these three through service. Service is in our hand. The service means actually sadhana bhakti. Then we'll awaken love of God and then we'll go back to Godhead. So beginning is service. By the sadhana bhakti we can awaken the bhav bhakti, that will take us to prema, and that will take us back to home, back to garden. The stress is like that. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Vidai Gaur Premanande, Hari 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 Gaur.